Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning or good night, good evening, good day. We are so glad that you are here joining us at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. And today we're going to be talking about this is the season where you'll be sneezing. And when that happens, you know that the first thing that goes on is your mom is sticking that thermometer under your tongue or under your arm and checking your temperature. We want to thank you so much again for joining us because this is the time in the season when the temperature has dropped. And we want to make sure that your eyelids also droop. So when you have that sneeze, what do? And now that we know you, what do? So the parents and families and friends are starting and creating and building moral characters in their children so that they can be responsible, caring people when they go to school and learn all kinds of life lessons in teaching and humility. But this is the time when we are trying to figure out what are we going to do, boys and girls, bedtime. Do you have your favorite teddy bear or your favorite doll or favorite trucks? You already know what you're going to do with them. And we have to make sure that we call all the children because it's a time when they don't want to come in because they're having so much fun. Now, do you know what that means? When you're outside and you don't want to come in, well, you might not be as happy about it. But anyway, let's hear the kids in California. Let's hear some of the kids in New Jersey. Let's hear what they're saying and what sounds they're making. I know it's hard to get you to come in when you're having a lot of fun and making so many friends and going on the swing or going down the slide or playing hopscotch or just talking to a friend. But we're going to make it just as exciting because it is time to get ready to go to bed. I know you're not ready to go to bed yet, but it's time to get ready to go. So we know that the mommies and daddies and grandma and nana and papi and grandfather, aunts and uncles and people who just care, they're going to let you share tonight because it's an evening of fun and retiring the sun. Now we want to also thank Lake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, for letting us come to you again and talking about your dreams and setting goals. Now, boys and girls, what have you been dreaming about? Yes, not getting that cold and having to go in. But just in case, let's see what you might be dreaming about, what you would like to be. I know that we've had one of our favorite youth hosts who talked about being a Supreme Court judge or even an actress. And that's what she is doing now. So what's your dream that you're having?
Are you thinking about it, boys and girls?
What could it be? Do you want to share it with us? I'm not sure. I think you do, though. So, some of you probably thought, maybe when I grow up, I'll be a ballerina and join the American Ballet Tour.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a basketball.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a sawman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be a music producer.
I want to be a model.
Like what the song just said, there's so many things to be. And you will have a lot of time to really think about what it is that you would like to be when you grow up. Maybe that you would have a chance to be those things right now. Already heard some of you outside playing, and then we already have heard some of the things that you would like to be. But we know some of you are not quite feeling pretty good at all, and you might be just a little bit under the weather, although we don't even know what that means. But we'll be talking about it and trying to make you feel better when you're not really feeling too good. What do we do when we have so many things to do when we're trying to go to bed? How do we know that we... And including every single thing and not forgetting one thing at all. Well, think about it, boys and girls. What is it? What could you do? Oh, okay. Well, I already heard Donnie say that maybe you could pick out your, go get a cookie. When you get ready to go to bed. Well, maybe you can take a bath. Well, how do you know which one to do first? Well, I know that some of the boys and girls have already are whispering in my ear. They're saying, maybe you should make a list. Sounds like a real good idea. What thing would you include first in your list? Clean your room, or maybe you might want to go out and play. Does that sound like the right order? Well, I have a bedtime list that might just help you and your mommy.
Check that off your list.
With PJs on.
quite an extensive list. So, of course, boys and girls, when we say something is a list, it means that there's a number of things that you have to include and a number of things that you have to do. So sometimes when you do that, you might even write it down, or you might have a song that makes you remember all the things that you need to do. It's just like when you learn your alphabet, you learn it in a song so that you know what order it goes. And you also know if you miss something, because then you will not have something that goes to the next part of the sentence. So we want to make sure that you can include everything and that you don't miss out. But you know what? When the weather is changing, and it's not as hot as it was before, but the weather seems as though it's getting cooler. And the reason why we know that it's getting cooler, boys and girls, do you know why? Do you know why? Let's see. Let's think about it. Let's see if you can guess if you know that the weather is changing. And when the weather is changing, that means that you will possibly have to change your clothes. I heard Calvin say that he knows that things are changing because he has to go out with a sweater on. That's a really good clue to let you know that it's not quite the same season as it was when you left school. Huh. Oh, I also hear from Charmaine, and she says that she knows that it's changing, the weather is changing, when she sees that the leaves have started to turn different colors and some of the flowers aren't going anymore. That's another good clue. And some of you, oh, I just heard from Randy, and Randy said that he knows that it's getting different because it's not as bright as it was before when it came in. The sun seems to come down sooner than it did before. Well, boys and girls, those were things that let you know that it is changing. And when it is changing, sometimes our body doesn't quite know what to do. And it might change. And sometimes that change might be that you might Oh, that sounds like a sneeze. And that means that you may be feeling under the weather. And when you're feeling under the weather, you're not feeling quite as good as you used to. And it's not an ordinary day for you, because you're not feeling quite like yourself. Matter of fact, you're not feeling good at all. Well, I know that there's this wonderful, wonderful book, and it is what you also call an interactive book, which means it may be on your computer, and it talks to you, and you can take it anywhere that you go. You might have it in your car, in your home, in the playground. Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to hear a story. And it's by Michael Busa. And we know that you can be able to enjoy this story because you can go on the computer, ask your mom, and you can get this book free. And you can put it on your computer, or you can put it on your phone, or you can put it on your tablet, but you'll be able to hear the story over and over again because we know it's going to be your favorite. Well, this story is called Even Munster Gets It. Oh, so boys and girls, here you thought it was only you. Or it might be your brother or sister or cousin or friend, even be your teacher. But this time, just this very, very special time, it's a monster. And this is a very friendly monster. But the monster is not feeling very well. So, boys and girls, we have your PJs.
Find out what order you're supposed to go in to make sure that you had already taken your bath and you didn't go outside the order that it suggested. Well, before we get to that story, we need to make sure that we're all ready to go to bed. And we've already heard our list. And one of the things that it said that really makes you is you have to go take a bath. And it happens to be a time that is the baseball game, which is what we listened to last time. It was a song that told us about baseball, but it also had a tune that helped us play in the bathtub, and it made us think of all the baseball games and toys. But we also have another song that is so much fun, too, when we have to go grubbing rubber dub and play in bubbles and play in the tub. It's called the Rubber Ducky Song, and it's by the Fit-in-One Kids. So, you have that towel and your favorite PJs and your slippers, and your mommy and daddy has already rammed the water for you? Well, here it goes. Rubber ducky.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out.
Like you're ready.
But you know what else I got?
It's my
bathtub time, the best time of my day. I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond. a bed.
Now that we know exactly what to do, because we had already listened to our bedtime list, and one of the things that it will mention is that we need to take a bath. And we found out how much fun it is to bring our rubber ducky into the bathtub. And now we smell so fresh and clean, we are ready to listen to the rest of the stories and the rest of the songs and the rest of the things that so many of you have called to want to talk about. Well, as we mentioned before, we heard our story is that we were going to discuss even monsters get sick. And we've already talked about some of you have gotten sick already and sneezing and wheezing and just not feeling really good and your eyelids are dropping. Don't have any appetite to even want to eat. And there's Cinnamon. Cinnamon wants to play with you because you always play with Cinnamon, but you just don't have the energy to play with Cinnamon. Well, we have a little monster that was kind of not feeling quite up to par. And
here I am in the back. Here I am in the back.
Here we are in our bed, and we're getting ready to hear this wonderful story with Even Monsters Get Sick by Michael Busa. I know that a lot of you aren't quite ready to go to bed right now, but I think you want to hear this story. Wonderful, boys and girls. And Poppy is still up. Hi, Poppy. Not ready to go to sleep just quite yet. I know that this song is not going to make you fall asleep, but it definitely will help you to be able to focus and kind of relax you. So before we even jump into bed, let's stand up and kind of shake some of the little wiggling out of us, the things that makes us want to jump up and down, the things that maybe quite take our focus away from what we're trying to do. So are you ready? Did you get it all out of you already? I'm not sure that all of you have gotten it out yet. Stand up. Oh, I can tell now. You're ready to hear this wonderful, wonderful story. And while we're doing that, let's hear the orchestra. It's a Philharmonic Orchestra, and it is in G major while we are listening to Even Monsters. A good trade because, you know, monsters are fun. But Mama said that I was lazy and boring. Well, when I get bored, I like to go to the movies. So I took Dog. Now, Dog is this friendly little monster that always likes to play with him. To see what exactly is going on. So we were going to go to the Munster Island in 3D, but he was still bored. Because we usually do a lot of things that are with the movies. Now then I made him my secret. I gave him a triple scoop, banana, whipped peppermint ice cream, sandwich, but he was still bored. It wasn't a job for me, but I knew something was wrong. And I know, boys and girls, that sometimes this happens with you when you're trying to tell your friends or trying to tell your mommy and daddy that, no, I feel okay. But they know that if they bring out cream and give you triple scoops and you still don't want to eat it, they know something is wrong. Now, it wasn't until Zob sneezed that I knew what was wrong. Bob was not feeling well. Bob was sick. Now, even monsters get sick. Your tummy and your head and your feet, all, they don't feel good at all. You feel like you're twirling around and you're standing still. Now, my Uncle Bob is a doctor, so I called him to my house right away. Now, Bob was nervous because ever happened to you, boys and girls, that you didn't want to go to the doctor at all? And you didn't want him to even take your temperature or even touch you? And you even tried to say that you were feeling better, but you knew that you weren't? And he wasn't buying what you were trying to tell him. Well, that's just like my Uncle Bob. So Bob was nervous, and I know that you probably would be too, because you're not sure why are you not feeling well. Because some monsters are afraid, they don't want to go to the doctor either. Now the doctor looked in his mouth, and I know that you did the same thing. Open wide. Then he looked in his ears. And even probably even teased you by saying, I can see through the other side. Then he looked, took my temperature. Yep, said the doctor. Your monster has a cold. I was afraid of that. And I know that you probably even told your mommy or daddy or your babysitter or granny or puppy that, no, nothing's wrong with you. You feel just fine. Bob and all my friends bring their pet monster to my house when they feel sick because they know that his Uncle Bob, the doctor, will always tell him the truth and will, despite what you say, the doctor knows how you're feeling. Well, the next day, he helped me make a rocket ship out of bottle caps, feeling a little bit better. And it's always nice to have your friend feel, because that makes you feel good too. He told the spooky stories at kid camp. He even fixed Ronnie's treehouse. So, guess what? Bob took his medicine and ate lots of fruit and stayed away from all of the monsters so that they didn't get sick either. So he didn't want to have his friends get sick just like him because he knew that he wasn't feeling well. And I know that your mommy or daddy said, you have to stay in bed. You can be able to get out there a lot sooner. Well, we went back home, and we played in the backyard, and we were looking for treasures. Day after day, I never left his side, and that's when it happened. I saw a twinkle in his eye, a switch in his ear and a tapping of his toes. Bob was feeling better. Later that day, Mono wanted to trade 3 stickers and 2 sticks of gum and 1 skateboard for my boys and girls, my friends out there in Starland. Would you trade your monster for your friend? With your friend? I don't think so. And I'm not going to either. But there is no way I would ever, ever trade my monster in, because who gives the world's best monster hugs? Yes, boys and girls, it is my monster dog. Now, this was published by Dizzy B Studios, and it was written and illustrated by Michael Brenza. So you can listen to a lot of the stories by going on the internet, tell your parents to download them, and you can be able to listen to it and even learn how to read time and time again. And you can hear it over and over again. But we want to thank you for that story, because that was such a fun story. And he felt better because he felt better too. One of the things that will be helping with them is when you doze off to sleep and you're not sneezing or coughing, you can make believe. About make believe, but I know that he's done it. Boys and girls, sleep. Everyone falls asleep. So you're not alone. Everyone does exactly what you do. Fall asleep, even if they say they don't want to. To sleep is for everyone. Now, this book is by Paul Towers. And it was illustrated by Wendy Watson. And we're going to talk about how all, even the animals, all sleep. When a horse goes to sleep, its eyelids go down. When a chicken goes to sleep, its eyelids go up. When a snake sleeps, its eyes stay open. Snakes have no eyelids. Did you know that, pleasant girl? When you go to sleep, which way do your eyelids go? Do they go up or do they go down? Or do they go to the side? An elephant can sleep standing up. Do you lie down on your bed or do you stand on your head? A pigeon sits down when it sleeps. A pig lies down to sleep. So do dogs. So do you. Sometimes dogs curl up. So do cats. Cows don't. Do you? Caroline is 2 years old. She goes to bed right after her dinner. She sleeps at night 12 hours or more. She takes a nap in the afternoon, too. When Caroline doesn't get her nap, she is cranky. She cries, she throws things, but the next morning she feels fine. After she's had a good night's sleep. I know that never happened to you. Now, when people are little, they are growing and they need a lot of sleep. They grow bigger and older. They need less sleep. Little children need to sleep about 10 to 12 hours a night. And little birds and animals and people have to sleep. Some people sleep more than others. Jonathan is only 6 weeks old. He sleeps most of the time. He only wakes up when he wants to eat or have his diaper changed. Now, most grown-ups need only 7 or 8 hours. But babies, children, and grown-ups, all of them need to have their sleep. Every part of your body has to rest after it does its work. Your arms need to rest after they carry heavy bundles. When you run fast, your legs work hard, and they get tired, and you have to rest them. And guess what, boys and girls? Your brain works hard, too. It never stops working when you are awake. It helps you pay attention to the world around you, to the sights you see and the sounds you hear and to the things you taste and smell and feel. You can sit perfectly still and rest your arm and leg, but your brain isn't resting. It goes right on thinking as long as you are awake. At night, your brain needs a rest from thinking. That's why we have Uncle's bedtime stories, because we know that you need to rest your brain for the next day. Eyelids drooping? Oh no! Because you're not sleeping yet. Your brain needs to turn off the world the way you turn off the light when you go to bed. Sleep is a time when part of your brain takes a rest. Now, some part of your brain keeps working even when you are asleep. Your brain keeps your heart beating and your lungs breathing, but your eyes are shut. And they don't see your ears are open. But you don't hear many sounds. Your brain doesn't think wide awake thoughts when you sleep, but it dreams. And that's what we talked about. Now, scientists have tried to find out what happens if people didn't get enough sleep. The scientists didn't go to bed They stayed up all night and all the next day and all that night and the day after. Oh, could you do that, poison girl? I don't think so. I was ready to go. Oh, I'm starting to show sleepy stuff now. Well, these scientists, they grew very sleepy. It was harder and harder to stay awake. They tried to read, but they couldn't follow the words. They tried to look at TV, but their eyes kept closing. They played games, but they made mistakes. It was harder and harder for their tired brains to think. The scientists grew cross and mean. They got mad at their friends. I know this doesn't happen to you with your brothers and sisters. Oh, no, it doesn't. They kept walking around the room so they wouldn't fall asleep. They drank coffee. They kept yawning. Oh, my goodness, I know I'm not sleepy. And finally, the scientists were too tired to try to stand up any longer, and they just sat down. They fell asleep in their chairs and simply couldn't stay awake anymore. If people stay awake too long, they don't feel well. And we don't want that to happen to them. The scientists do not know exactly why sleep is good for people, but they know that all people need it to be healthy and to feel good. I want to watch something on TV, but my mother makes me go to bed. And sometimes she's cross with me. That's because she's tired too. Sometimes I'm cross. That's because I'm tired. Now, most of the time I go to bed and my parents tell me it is warm under the covers, and sometimes I curl up or I stretch out and twist around. Oh, yeah. I shut my eyes. I feel as if I'm floating. Wonder, and I'm floating on a rubber mattress in a pool. I wonder if that ever happened to you, that you felt like you were floating. I was thinking of different things, like riding my bicycle, roller skating on an airplane high in the sky, or a basket of apples. I know that we're going apple picking next week. Waving at the seashore, racing cars, my goldfish swimming. Soon I stop sinking. I am asleep. And Kareem Bailey Ray, she sings that song, Just Like a Star, which we all love.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel of the night, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love. And I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel without a doubt, you're on my side.
You sleepy now, boys and girls?
Cause we've been through that before. From tonight, I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah,
and you know that's one of the favorite songs that your puppy and, well, puppy's already crashed. His bifocals already fell off of his. His nose is slipping down the newspaper that he had because he was reading about the sports. It's already dropped to the floor. And some of you are yawning even more. We went over that list, and I know that some of you are probably feeling a little drowsy because you have that medicine that's making you yawn quite a bit, even though you're trying to stay up. It's kind of hard to do. And we know that when you get plenty of rest, that gives your body a chance to invigorate themselves so that tomorrow you'll be able to be so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, just like the rabbit jumping from place to place. You'll be feeling really good, and your ears will be open so that you can hear, and your eyes will be bright so that you can see. And your voice will not be clocky, so you can be able to talk and say exactly what you want to do. And we're so glad that you joined us at Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Story. And thank you for letting us come into your home that was warm and welcoming. We thank you so much for leading us through that. And we know that things will be getting a lot better for you because that's exactly what happens when you listen to stories. What kind of things do you like to do when you get ready to go to sleep? Well, I know that I love to have a warm blanket over me because it makes me feel so good. I almost feel like I'm in a cocoon. Well, I know that I also like to have my favorite toy with me. And, of course, we know what that is for some of us. It's our Bug Bunner, Bugs Bunny. Oh, those are some very favorite toys. I think they might even be your mommy's toys. We want to make sure that you get a chance to hear some of the last song before we get ready to see you next Sunday. And that is the song that's called Things Are Going to Get Better by David Keisner.
But tomorrow's gonna be just fine.
Things are going to get better. Things are changing just like the weather. Things are going to get better, I know. That's the way it goes.
Someday
bloody nose.
Someday
I trip and stub my toes. That's the way it goes.
Someday,
but tomorrow's gonna be okay.
Tricked when I wanted a treat. My puzzle is missing a piece. Someone's sitting in my favorite seat.
We know that even though you're not feeling quite so good today, we know that tomorrow with the proper rest and you've had some of the things that make you a little tired, which means that you're sleeping longer, which means that it's rejuvenating your body so that it can feel fresh and jump outside and hug your mommy and your daddy and your puppy and your Nana and your friends, and you'll be ready for a brand new day. And we want to thank you so much for joining us at Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories, because we love being with you. And of course, we know we love to make friends, and we are so thankful that you joined us. And you can look at Aunt Jo's Bedtime Stories on Facebook, and we will see you. You can see all the many things, and you can also be able to hear this again and again and again and again. So you just make sure that you are all nice and comfy, and make sure you have that sweater and jacket when you go out tomorrow. Then make sure that you have a very good, well-rounded breakfast so that you'll have lots of energy to be able to fight off that cold that is trying to take over your body, because we know that that's not what you want to do. You want to feel real good. And we thank you again for joining us and having a great time. And you're already into that imaginary time with sleep. And some of you may hear me, and some of you may not. But we know that it's all good. And, of course, we will see you next week. And Randy Newman will be talking to you. And you've got a friend with us.
Got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Thank you.